Good afternoon and welcome to the Choral Tradition, a weekly one-hour program of the best in recorded choral music. Music selected and presented by your host on the Choral Tradition, Finlay Woolston. Good afternoon, my good friends. How are you today? Delighted, of course, as I always am, to be able to be here and share an hour of choral music with you. Great singing on today's program, as always. I am so excited about today's program. We are starting a new feature here on the Choral Tradition. I'm going to be doing an occasional series. I'd like to try for once a month, that's the goal, of new music written by new composers, composers who are working and composing great choral music right now. It is a living, breathing art form, and there are so many composers who are writing great choral music right now that I don't think get the opportunity to have their music in front of a larger public. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to find new music, new composers writing choral music, and feature them on, I hope, once a month Choral Tradition programs. So we'll start this new feature of the Choral Tradition with the music of Michael Buzwitz Quorum. Wonderful composer, lives on Long Island. He directs the Long Island Voices Chorus and Orchestra. Now, I became familiar with Michael's music. It's been 3 weeks ago, give or take. I forget who, but somebody posted a link to his music on Facebook, of all things, and I listened to it. And I got to tell you, I was just knocked out. I just thought it was wonderful, wonderful music. So I got a hold of Michael and explained what I'd like to do is feature more of his music on the Choral Tradition, and that's worked out, and we've been talking to each other and emailing back and forth and putting things together. So that's exactly what we're going to do on today's program. We're going to hear Michael's Dies Magna Requiem, Day of Great Magnitude. Now, this work was inspired by events on 9/11. And it's an interesting work from a lot of points of view. I just love it. I think it's just great, great music. Michael is an extremely talented composer. Really, really good. But now, he didn't put together the Requiem like we might think of the normal sequence of movements in a Requiem, but that's fine. He's the composer. He can do whatever he wants. Here is how it is. First movement, Impetidissimum. Second movement, Overture De Profundis. Third movement, Lux Aeterna. Fourth movement, a reprise of Impetidissimum. Fifth movement, O Vos Omnes. Sixth movement, Kyrie, ends with the seventh movement, the Agnus Dei. Now listen especially for the second movement. Fascinating thing here. I just think this is so interesting and so appropriate. It opens with the clanging of like a hammer hitting on metal. Now Michael tells me that that represents a metal beam from the World Trade Center. Marvelous work. Hope you enjoy it. Great recording, too. Now, this is not a commercial recording. This is a recording that was made of a live performance of this work at the St. Rose of Lima Roma Catholic Church, Massapequa, New York. This was recorded on September the 11th, 2011. Michael was directing his chorus and orchestra, the Long Island Voices Chorus and Orchestra. And by the way, not only is the music wonderful, the performance is good. These are really good singers and a wonderful orchestra. Please do enjoy with me the music of Michael Buzwitz Quorum, Dies Magna Requiem.
Thank you.
The music is by Michael Buswitz Coram, Dies Magna Requiem, Day of Great Magnitude. A performance there by the Long Island Voices Chorus and Orchestra, Michael Buswitz Coram conducting his own music with his own chorus and orchestra. That was recorded September the 11th, 2011, at the Church of St. Rose of Lima, Roman Catholic Church in Massapequa, New York. Hi, I'm Finlay Woolston, and what a great pleasure to feature Michael's music on this inaugural feature of the Choral Tradition. Once a month, that's the goal, we're going to be featuring new choral music written by new composers, usually young composers, people who don't get too much exposure, a wide exposure of their music. There is so much magnificent choral music being written by people like Michael that we were going to be featuring at least once a month. Going to try for that, see how that goes. A lot of them out there will do that. And a big thank you to Michael and that wonderful chorus and orchestra for allowing me to feature his music, their performance, on this inaugural feature of the Choral Tradition. Well, let's see. We have just enough time to get in one more work, and this is by a professional chorus. This is the Finzi Singers. Paul Spicer is conducting. Great work here. We don't play this very often, but I really like it. Bernard Stevens is the composer, English, born 1916, died in 1985. Here's his Mass for Double Choir.
Thank you.
music of Bernard Stevens' The Mass for Double Choir, the Finzi Singers, Paul Spicer conducting. Boy, we are right out of time. Thanks for being with me today, and I'll see you again next week. And until next week, thanks for letting me share the music with you. This is your host on the choral tradition, Finlay Woolston, inviting you to join me again next Sunday and every Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon for the best in recorded choral music on the choral tradition.
Our sports shall be seen of the echoing green.